Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure, as always, to be with you. I'm excited about having Mr. Paul Casey back on the show. Paul is CEO of Casey Communications. He's the author of Is Self-Employment for You? And that's a question I talk to you about every day. And Paul is an expert in that area. Paul, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. Paul, I had the great fortune to interview one of my heroes in the previous hour, John Nesbitt, the guy who wrote Megatrends. His new book out is called Mindset, and I know you know who he is.
Absolutely.
And so most people do, but I know there is a connection between the two of you, because I know in your book, his new book is called Mindset, and he talks about in his book, he talks about how we get our mindset. Some of them, our mindsets are not good. Some of them get us headed down the wrong way. Some of them are ones we should cultivate. But you talk about mindset in your book, Is Self-Employment for You, don't you?
Absolutely, Jim, because I believe it's the really core, the foundation that if you're going into business for yourself, you have to develop that you have developed the mindset of being an entrepreneur. I hear far too often when I'm talking to people that they'll say, well, you know, I have this concept and I'm going to give it a shot and see if it works. To me, that's like, you know, strike three, go sit in the bench, you're done.
Right.
Because you've just set yourself up for failure.
As a friend of mine, Skip Miller, says about prospecting, he says, okay, should I go cold calling or should I just stick my eye with a stick?
You know, excellent analogy. That's exactly
so,
right.
So if you're going to try small business, why don't you just go ahead and poke yourself in the eye with a stick?
Right. You're just setting yourself up for failure. You might as well poke both eyes out because you're going to be wandering for a long, long time and aimlessly. And I don't know in the context of what John talked about in terms of mindset, but I really believe that if you're going to do this, you have to develop a mindset of an entrepreneur.
What is that? What is that mindset?
Excuse me?
What is that mindset?
Well, it's one that you're going into business not to fail, that it's more important that you are someone who's going to succeed in developing commerce and staying in business and being successful in paying your bills and being successful in bringing more money in than goes out. I know that sounds very elementary, but that's, after all, what you are doing. You're going into it to succeed over the long haul, and that's very important, too, that you're making this your avocation for the next 5, 10, 15, or even 20 years. This is not something you're going to dabble in. You are an entrepreneur who happens to be a bookkeeper. You're an entrepreneur who happens to be an architect. But you develop that mindset of an entrepreneur. Whatever you're doing before, you have to throw that out the window and recreate your life literally in your mind that this is who you are, no less than if you were going to be a doctor or an engineer or whatever.
That's
so critical.
Can I throw a couple of other thoughts in here on
Please
top
do.
Of yours? One of the things that troubles me about folks is if they become an entrepreneur, if they decide they want to be a small business owner, as a reaction to something. Now, and by that I mean, you know, they say, you know what, I'm tired of working for someone else. I'm tired of taking orders for someone else. I want to be my own boss. Well, the only person who answers to more people than an employee is an owner.
That's 100% correct.
And so if you go into it with a mindset of reacting to something like that, I think you're going to fail. If you go into it, if you've been working for a business owner and you've decided that business owner is charging their people too much. Have you ever heard this, Paul? I don't think he should charge this much. I think I could do it cheaper. I think I could run him out of business because I can sell this stuff cheaper. Well, you probably just don't know what it takes to not only make a product available, but also to make it available and make the business succeed doing it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, that may be a factor, but you better have a number of other factors firing at the same time that you have to have these core competencies and succeed. So you can, let's say, bring that product in for less expensively. That's great. But there's a lot of other things like marketing and bookkeeping, people skills and things like that, that you have got to have in your stable, so to speak, if you're going to, you know, be able to make this over the long period of time. And that's the thing I keep stressing, is about that you're in this for the long haul. This is not something, again, that you're just going to do for a couple months and see if it works.
If you don't have that attitude, go ahead and go into the bathroom with all the money you were going to put into it and put it in the toilet and flush it down the toilet. Right now, I promise you, the pain will be over much quicker that way than if you actually try out the idea of being in business. Paul Casey and I will be right back. I'm going to ask Paul about the capitalization mindset when we come back. What about that capital thing when we come back after these messages? It's 20 till. By the way, Paul has a new radio show we're going to tell you about when we come back. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Paul Casey. Paul is the author of Is Self-Employment For You? Paul, tell us where the book's available.
You can get it on Amazon.com. That simple. Just input Is Self-Employment For You, and you'll go right to it.
Or type in Paul E, initial E, Casey, with
That's
one S.
That's true, too. You can do it
Check
that
it
way.
Out. You can do it that way. Paul, you got a new radio show, don't you?
Yeah, I actually, Jim, admire what you've done and trying to do something and dabble up here in
Seattle. Are you trying to be a competitor, Paul?
No, I'm way far away.
I'm teasing. I'm teasing, folks. There's too much. Hey, Paul. There's too many people who need what you do, and not enough people to do it.
So I would agree.
I'm proud of you.
About Mike's core belief is competitors are your best friends.
Absolutely. I'm glad you're doing it. And if I didn't feel that way, I wouldn't tell people about it, because there's plenty to do. So tell us how they can listen.
Well, it's in Seattle, and it's on KKNW. I'm not on the internet yet, per se, but it's on a local show, and it's on at 8 o'clock a.m. to 9. It's a one-hour program.
Pacific
and it's on
time.
11:50 a.m. In Seattle. So,
and that's on Mondays, right?
Pardon me?
On Mondays.
Yes, on Monday morning.
All right, so check it out, folks, and if you get a chance, and let us know when that's going to be online so people can go. I'll tell my audience about it so they can go listen to you.
Great. No, I appreciate that very much.
Well, I'll be glad to help. Paul, one of the big mistakes that people make, the mindset that they don't get it into at all, I think, when they think about starting a business, is this capitalization thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many times, and you've probably seen this before, somebody who wants to start a small business used to bring me a budget. Now, the good ones would bring a budget. The stupid ones wouldn't bring a budget, even know to bring a budget. But the ones who thought about it a little bit, and I say stupid, I only mean in terms of what they, you know, how little they'd been thinking about this. They would bring me a budget, but it'd be a vertical column of numbers. Folks, that's a budget. That's not the way businesses work. Businesses, you have to add time to that, don't you, Paul? You gotta spread that budget out over time, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I would say a minimum of 2 to 5 years.
Yeah.
That you want to be looking at in terms of these milestones that you want to hit. And I would say the business plan essentially is your capitalization plan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what it is. And so you have to really target those milestones and keep very close to what you're doing with cash flow and the money that's coming in.
Would you agree with me that most small business owners who start a business have no idea how much capital it's going to take for them, let alone where to find it if they knew? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of two things, Jim. I think it's that capitalization. My rule of thumb is that when you lay out a budget, add 20% to 30% to the expenses and take 20% off in terms of income for the first couple of years.
Right.
Just
right.
Do that. because that's about where you're going to end up. But I also think that people also model themselves after large companies. They try to be all things to all people. Like, they say, get their overhead up. They have expensive office space and cars and things like that. But they're not, you know, these high-profile blue-chip companies, but they model themselves. My point is that I really think that people really have to keep a real eye on their cash and keep their overhead as low as possible in the beginning and grow slowly.
Incrementally, no question.
Incrementally is a better word.
Here's a little personal story, Paul. When I started my small business back in 89, I worked out of my house for about 2 years. I needed to be, when it came time where I could tell that my clients wanted me, they really were more comfortable with me being downtown, I moved downtown because it was a business decision. It wasn't because of my ego. It was because my clients would be better served for me being downtown. Even then, I rented space in an executive suite where I could share other things to keep my expenses down. And it was about 4 years after I started my business that I actually moved into my own space.
Yeah, that's almost exactly my pattern. You know, it's interesting. I started publishing a newspaper when I began in business, and I know not everybody can do this, but I was able to conjure up some free office space while I was printing my paper at this plant, right? And it was a crappy office. It was upstairs. They didn't need it. But
so basically you were a squatter, right, Paul?
Pardon me?
Basically, you were a squatter. Is that what you're saying?
That's it. Exactly. I was screwed. Penny pinching, whatever. And the thing is, I added up for my book that those two actions of getting free office space and buying or driving a used car saved me over $300,000 in my first 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's real money.
And folks, I'm only telling you this. We're not telling war stories. This is important for you to hear. You don't even want to know what my Ford looked like in the mid-90s. Paul, you don't even want to know what that car looked like because, you know, there was a time when I didn't, you know, I didn't need a fancy car to impress anybody, but I did need the money that a car payment would have made to go into my business. And so I did without to that. The point we're making here, folks, and Paul, you know, I think you'll agree with me, patience and understanding the concept of deferred gratification are both infinitely valuable things to have as an entrepreneur, aren't they?
I agree with you 100%. Absolutely. Instant gratification is, you know, and that goes another thing, Jim, how bad do you want this? I mean, and that goes back to, I guess, your mindset when we began the interview, is that, you know, delay gratification and all that. You really want to have it, and I can see the enthusiasm that you've had for what you've built here, but you were able to do that because you had that vision, you had that mindset, because you knew what you wanted to do, basically.
But I didn't feel that I was depriving myself of anything because I was feeding my business, and that was the thing that was important to me.
Right.
Not what kind of clothes I had on, but what was my business growing. That was what I wanted. Stand by, Paul. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with Paul Casey. He's the author of Is Self-Employment for You? It's available online and at his website. Stay with us. We'll be right back. 10 till. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get a chance. Don't forget to check out our blog as well. Paul Casey is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Paul E. Casey, the author of Is Self-Employment for You? Paul, give us your website again, please.
It is caseycommunications.net, C-A-S-E-Y, communications, and that's plural, .net.
Can they get the book there?
Yes, they can, and they can also read the first two chapters of the book for free.
But they can actually buy the book on your website?
Yes, they can.
Okay, can they get it autographed if they do that?
Absolutely.
Okay, so folks, you can buy it at Amazon, but if you go to caseycommunications.com, you can ask for an autographed copy. Tell them I sent you too. Okay, Paul, what else do we need to know about getting our mindset right for self-employment?
Well, I just think when you look at being an entrepreneur, it's like that's what you are as a profession. I think we have to bump up entrepreneurship as a profession in and of itself, like, again, being a doctor or a dentist. And we need to have a lot more education. I mean, it's amazing to me that it's, you know, 2006, and there's really not a lot of higher education on being an entrepreneur. It drives the engine of this country, but I think, again, you have to really look at yourself as being that, since there isn't all those educational tools. Now, it's changing, because a lot of schools are now getting into this, but it's still a long ways to go. But that's what I really think you have to have in terms of being able to take this step that is just like going into, again, being as dedicated as you're on a mission, basically. You're an entrepreneur, and that really implies a lot of things. And this is what you are now. And I think when you get that mindset, you will start to act like that, make good decisions about what we were talking about earlier, Jim, in terms of, you know, sacrificing, delaying gratification. So right. that's what I think is so essential.
You know, Paul, when 25 years ago, there wasn't an awful lot of information out there for small businesses. If you wanted to become a small business owner, there was one disadvantage and one advantage. Number one, the disadvantage was there wasn't a lot of places you could go to get information on how to be a small business owner, to understand about fundamentals, to find the best practices. We didn't have the internet. We didn't have people, you know, like me and you writing books about small business. There was not that many of that, much of that going on. That's the bad news. The good news is, though, the marketplace was simpler. There weren't as many complicated things in the marketplace in those days, not as many competitors, and not as many global competitors and virtual competitors as you have today. So the bad news today is a lot more places your customers and prospects can buy from. But today, Paul, you can't swing a cat without hitting something and some or somebody who can help you understand what it takes to be a small business owner.
Yeah, there's no question that the resources available, like your show and others that I know that are popping up, and people taking a real look at this, are growing very quickly. But you're right. I mean, that is, like you said, you started your business in 89. I started in 88. So we're right on the same time frame. But, yeah, it's really changed very positively in that way. And, you know, another thing that I wanted to mention quickly is that, and I think you'll agree, Jim, is that, you know, when we talk about what it takes to do this, I don't want to come across as negative, because I'll tell you, if you succeed at this journey, you will absolutely love it. And I really think that everybody, if they think they have the credentials, should take this step and of
Blasting
small business
Games,
ownership.
Blasting Games' second law of small business, Paul, is it's easy to become a small business owner. It's not easy to be a successful one.
Yeah.
But if you become successful, it's the most wonderful ride you'll ever have.
That's exactly. I was on a radio show last week, and somebody said, "Well, you're making this sound really difficult, negative." So I don't mean to do that. I'm trying to arm people with what they need to know from my perspective. But I want to say that, gosh, if you can put this thing together, as I say, being an entrepreneur, get into that mindset. Once you get that critical mass, you get to that point, there's nothing more satisfying than doing this.
Well, we're not doing anybody any favors, Paul, if we paint a rosy picture, because part of my mission is tough love.
That's right.
Because if we don't, if we make it sound like it's easy, that's not doing anybody any favors, because it's not easy. It's tough. But you gotta love doing something. You can't just love being in business. You gotta love doing something, because when operating the business will let you down, whatever it is you do, from steamships to battleships, you've gotta love that or you won't come back, Paul.
That's right. I'll agree 100%. And it's like that sort of thing. But then, and being able to have the competency to steer that battleship.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, being on the bridge.
Give us the website again, please.
It's kcycommunications.net, C-A-S-E-Y, communications.
.net. .net, folks, not .com, .net. I got to go. Paul, thank you for being here. Good job
Jim,
today.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Paul Casey, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. The rest of the week, I'm going to be in Woodlands, Texas, north of Houston, at the Administaff Small Business Classic. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.